launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Daryl.
And Mark. All right, so our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about corruption. We discussed in the first hour the Secret Service and how there are now allegations out that not only were they having sex with prostitutes and ripping off the prostitutes, or at least one of them, but they were also allegedly doing cocaine in the hotel room with said prostitutes.
While drinking whiskey.
And trashing the hotel room, apparently. So there's that story. Then we followed that one up with a story from ArmyTimes.com about Crazy Troop, where Crazy Troop members were apparently going crazy on each other's buttholes.
Troop's gone crazy!
Yep, and they apparently were raping one another, and at least the newer troops were being raped by the sergeants and a couple of the other guys that were involved in the troop, the ones that had been there a little bit while longer, and this had allegedly escalated to rape from what they called the credit card swipe, where they would swipe their palms of their hand down through the buttocks as though the palm of your hand were a credit card and the buttocks were the credit card reading device. So you hadn't figured that out yet.
Some people need a picture drawn for them. You know?
Yeah, so ArmyTimes.com has the details on that particular story. But it brings up this question of the old idea that, well, these guys are just a few bad apples. This is rare. These things don't really happen. It's just that you just so happen to have heard about them happening. But generally, these are just unacceptable, and most things aren't like this.
Isolated incidents.
Right, in fill-in-the-blank government agency. But
I'm thinking that most government agencies don't have this going on.
I hope not, but who knows?
Post office.
The Daily Mail.
Right. The ladies over at the, you know, whatever public service sector. My God, I can't imagine this.
The Daily Mail reports at dailymail.co.uk that more than 100 years after noted historian Baron John Acton coined the phrase "power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely," scientists claim the saying is biologically true.
Yes, and the science behind the fact that power corrupts.
The feeling of power has been found to have a similar effect on the brain as cocaine by increasing the levels
everything's
of
got cocaine in it.
Testosterone and its byproduct 3-androstenediol in both men and women. This in turn leads to raised levels of dopamine, the brain's reward system called the nucleus accumbens, which can be very addictive. Cocaine works in a similar way, which can have varied effects from increasing alertness, confidence, energy, feelings of well-being, and euphoria, but also anxiety, paranoia, and restlessness. Power has almost identical effects to cocaine, and too much of it can produce too much dopamine, leading to more negative effects such as arrogance and impatience. The claims by Dr. Ian Robertson may go some way to explain the outlandish and impulsive behavior of city fat cats, tycoons, and celebrities. Of course, they don't mention politicians here. Writing in the Daily Telegraph today, he said that baboons low down in the dominance hierarchy have lower levels of dopamine in key brain areas, but if they get promoted to a higher position, then the dopamine rises accordingly. This makes them more aggressive and sexually active. Mm-hmm. And in humans, similar changes happen when people are given power. And even a little bit of power. Even if we're just talking about the fact that you are a Secret Service agent, that gives you power over other
humans. Sure does.
Or a city councilor in a lot of instances.
Right. Or the sergeant in the crazy troop. So,
you know, I mean, this is all just perception as far as it goes. I mean, if you're talking about a position of almost no power within the government, it still will give somebody that little jolt. I'm trying to think of some instance, but many towns have, these positions that are, you know, pretty much nothing positions, but people get appointed to them, and they just think that they've got something going on. And
absolutely.
The head of the Sewer and Wastewater Management Authority.
Things like that.
Well, I posted a great example of this over at Free Keen. It was about a week ago about the grievance panel here in New Hampshire, and we've discussed the grievance panel on the air before. It's a unique thing that New Hampshire has that no one else anywhere in all the other 49 states, they don't have this thing, and the idea is that you can bring grievances about government agents in front of this panel. They will hear your grievance. They will then invite the government agents in question in to respond, and the grievance panel will decide whether or not the grievance is founded. If it is founded, then they can go ahead with some sort of remedy, in theory. We've yet to see any real remedies happen at this point. But what was interesting was Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com had gone into one of these grievance panel hearings and was setting up his camera, as he normally does. I mean, people who've been around the State House know who Dave Ridley is. He's no stranger over there.
And this is the State House where anybody can go in. Anybody can go in carrying a gun. I mean, that's how New Hampshire State House is.
So if you want to see the video footage of what happened, it's posted over at freekeen.com. You have to scroll down a ways, maybe go to the next page. But essentially, the chairman of the committee, who is supposedly one of the more liberty-oriented guys in the entire State House, and I've met him. He seems like a nice, soft-spoken guy. His name's Paul Ingridson. He started lording power over Dave Ridley. And at one point, he even exclaims in the video, "I have authority." And it's just interesting watching this you know, just this what who's normally a nice guy begin to act as though he's somebody who can control other human beings and play right into the role of being the chairman. And, you know, he can tell Dave Ridley where he needs to be, and he can tell him where he can put his recorders, and, you know, he's lording it. And now, to his credit, he apologizes later. And another one of the guys in there that's also giving Dave a tough time also comes up to him and apologizes. So, you know, to their credit, it's not typical for people that lord power to do those sorts of things. But then again, these guys are in elected positions, unlike, you know, government bureaucrats who normally don't have to apologize for lording their power over you.
Sounds like an interesting video. Had Ridley turned off the video camera, do you think they would have apologized?
It's hard to know what anyone would do in any given instance.
But it's a real-life example of just a little bit of power. I mean, this guy's just the head of a committee. A committee that essentially is there to hear about abuses of power. And he's there lording it over.
Irony!
An innocent cameraman. So the video's there for you if you want to see it. Just a little bit more here about power, and then we'll go right to your phone calls. They looked at baboons and how the hierarchy within their, I guess their, what do you call it, a tribe?
I don't know.
The group of baboons works when one baboon will get promoted to a higher position. The dopamine levels in its brain rise accordingly. It makes them more aggressive and sexually active, and in humans, similar changes happen when people are given power.
A group of baboons are called Congress.
Conversely, demotion in a hierarchy decreases dopamine levels, increases stress, and reduces cognitive function. He added that power has also been found to make people smarter because dopamine improves the functioning of the brain's frontal lobes. However, we read another study recently that said that power makes people more likely to make dumb choices. It makes them overconfident. It makes them more likely to believe their own nonsense and kind of buy into their own BS. So I think there's some contradicting factors out there in different studies about power. But interesting, this one saying power has very similar effects on the brain as cocaine does, meaning it's addictive. We go to you and your thoughts, ladies first. Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, the Violence Against Women Act is supposed to be renewed, and they're still debating because I guess they're trying to include anyone who is in a domestic violence situation should be included. And then I think mostly it's Republicans are saying that, no, they don't want gays or transsexuals or to be protected under the same law or something like that.
I'm not familiar with this act. Is this a federal thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it happened back in the Clinton administration.
Passed in 1994 originally.
Yeah, there's a lot of complaints about this law along the way that there's some, you know, level of sexual bias, and it sounds like it just with the name, you know, the violence against women.
Yeah, I oppose violence against everyone. So, but I'll tell you what, Helen, if you want to stick with us, you can tell us more in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. I think violence is abhorrent, regardless of who the victim is, whether it's a man, woman, animal. More coming up. You take control. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.87, $853.43 for a half ounce, or $426.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,706.87, $853.43, and $426.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation, family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite, personally, is the French Roast Decaf. It's bold, but not that kind of burnt taste that's gotten so popular these days. To show Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at O'NeillCoffee.com. Again, it's O'NeillCoffee.com. When you order there, make sure that you put FTL in the special comments section so that you'll get your coffee cup. Of course, and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. It's O'NeillCoffee.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. And Helen, you were calling about the Violence Against Women Act. And I really wasn't too aware of this. Well, can you tell me a little bit more?
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of times they pass, well, almost always, they pass laws, and then there's an expiration date, you know.
So, sunset, yeah.
So this is the expiration date. It's coming up. So the Democrats wanted to expand it to just include any type of domestic violence. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man. And then
what is it that the federal government needed to get involved in this for? I mean, aren't there domestic violence laws on the state level?
I know in New York State that there is, but you're asking me a question I cannot really answer.
I think part of this law, Helen, allows for it mandates that college campuses use the lowest level of proof in order to prove these situations, as I understand them. And this is one of the big complaints about the Violence Against Women Act, as I understand it.
The lowest level of proof? What do you think?
Yeah. That for whatever reason, people that are accused of rape or molestation on college campuses against women are, you know, that they don't have to, you know, that they'll be, you know, kicked out of school or whatever without having the level of proof that one would have to have, say, in a criminal case or something like that.
Oh. Well, all right. This is going to go
if
into
that's
a
true,
intellectual
that's,
thing.
Yeah, if but, that's true, that's disturbing.
True. One thing that disturbed me is just before your show started, I was listening to Tom Hartman, and they had, what's his name, Michael, the Running on Empty guy, the thing, Running on Empty, that song, you know?
Oh, I know the song, but I don't know who sang it.
He's from Illinois, which is where I am from, and anyhow, he beat the pants, or whatever you want to say, out of Daryl Hannah. Do you remember, like, who she is? She was in that, like,
I never saw
this film. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an actress, and she was in that Mermaid movie, and she was in several other movies and stuff.
Blade Runner.
So they had, like, pictures of her with her face all bruised.
Was this a long time ago or recently?
No, he did this, a long time ago. He did this over 10 years ago.
Okay.
But, you know, her face, they had photos of her with her face all bruised and stuff, you know. But I mean, each of them, they both were wealthy, so I'm sure, like, if she sued him or whatever, somehow it worked out. But the fact that Tom Hartman had him on, and he's promoting this Occupy movement that happened today, you know, and the Occupy thing, this is May Day, which is
Without the 99%.
The communist holiday, or again, however you want to refer to it. Mm-hmm. But he's come out with an album for Occupy. And I'm just like, you are such a creep, and you're cashing in on this. And
you are disappointed that Tom Hartman would have this alleged beater.
Someone who beats up,
Was he convicted of that, or was that just an allegation?
They had photos of her with all the freaking bruises on her face and stuff, and so I don't know what she did or said to get him so upset that he decided he had to punch her face in, you know, but I don't like
it doesn't seem like it's not a good solution no matter what.
Yeah, they're running on empty. I think that should be his career.
Is it Jackson Brown?
Yeah, that was Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I had not heard that about Jackson Brown, but I don't really pay attention to pop culture too closely.
I don't either. But this is high profile because John Kennedy Jr., who got killed in his plane crash, he rescued her from Jackson Brown, and they were an item. And then
Helen, I wonder what would have happened if you had called into the Tom Hartman program and
I tried to.
Bet you didn't get anywhere, did you?
What happened with the phone screener?
It was just I didn't talk. It was just a busy signal.
Oh, maybe they're not playing. I bet you they're not playing his show live. You said he's on right before Free Talk Live?
No, he was live, but a lot of people call in. So
When was the show aired?
I was just calling like about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's not live. Hartman's live in the afternoon.
No, it is. It is live. It's 6 to 9.
No, I'm telling you, Tom Hartman is not live in the evenings.
I think he was live from noon to 3.
But he moved his show because of...
No, you guys are behind the times. He changed his slot, and now he's 6 to 9 Eastern time.
Okay. Well, that would be news to me, Helen, because I work in the business.
Well, he
changed his slot because he had a deal with Big Ed, what's his last name? The Big Eddie.
Ed Schultz.
Ed Schultz. They had a deal where they were no longer going to compete with one another, and he moved out of the midday slot. So, no, Tom Hartman, to my knowledge, is not doing a live show from 6 to 9. You probably are dealing with a situation where WNYY is delay broadcasting his program till the evening hours. But I can double check on that for you if you'd like, Helen, and verify it. Just
so
you know.
I don't like that.
It's the way radio has to be sometimes. So, for instance, if two shows are on at the same time and the station wants to air both of those shows, only one of them can air live, and so they've decided to pick a different
It says, catch the Tom Hartman program live in our new time slot from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. That's right off his website?
That is from tomhartman.com. Tom has an H in it.
That's when Randy Rhodes is broadcast.
There you go. So now you know that your local station is not airing the Tom Hartman show live. They are airing it in delayed broadcast. So if you want to call talk radio, you always have to take a moment, go to their website, and find out when their live hours are. That's usually the best time to call in because afterwards you're going to get a busy signal. Helen, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. But I'm glad Tom is convincing enough to make it sound like he's live when he's not.
Yep,
We've got a number of stations that air this show in a non-live capacity, and that's fine with me. I mean, obviously, it'd be great if they aired us live, but some stations, they've already got a show on from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, and they've got an opening in the overnight.
Everything on television is recorded, so...
So we'll take what we can get, and I imagine Tom Hartman's the same way. 855-450-FREE. Apparently, that also applies to guests who beat their wives. 1-855-450-3733. Allegedly, though. I mean, we don't know if that's true.
If you weren't there, we don't know what happened.
Just what Helen said. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses. roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you are invited, of course, to take control of the website as well. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, you can do that. Sit over to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep, then vote. Decide what you like, what you don't. The most voted up, making it to the front page in the top of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. And also, coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 18th through the 24th. Registration is still open, although I think you may be SOL when it comes to the early bird discount that was supposed to end last night. Let me see if it is still available for you here. It does not. It's not me. Yep, it's gone up to $35. So it's gone from $30 to $35. Not a huge jump, but just to give you a heads up, that that earlier price is gone. Now it's $35 to register over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Just click the registration link. It's on the right-hand side of the page. And get registered for the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you'll be able to network with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. There are going to be families and couples and singles and all kinds of people there, people that love the ideas of freedom, people like us who've already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and a lot of others who maybe are considering a move to New Hampshire, or maybe they've decided to move but they haven't yet figured out when they're going to move, or maybe they're still sitting on the fence trying to figure out whether or not they want to. This is a great opportunity to experience the community of liberty-minded activists that have made the move to New Hampshire and those who are yet to come. And it's just a blast. Daryl, you were there last year. Was it your first or second year last year?
Last year was my second Pork Fest.
Second Pork Fest. So good enough to come back a second time. I presume you're going back a third if you can afford it?
Yeah. If I can afford it and get time off of the job that I start tomorrow.
Right, because you're just getting a new job, and
right. It's
kind of hard to ask for a week off when you've got a new job.
But I definitely intend to show up for one or two days, whatever days I do wind up having off.
Cool, because even if you could just come up for a couple days, it's worth the trip, especially if you're going to be in the New England area anyway, because there are just so many great people there and so much to do, everything from live bands to comedians, I guess, are going to be performing, and you've also got, you know, fun games for the family and just all manner of different activities going on, plus the Agora Alley, where you can purchase a bunch of different products and services.
Illegal bacon with alternative currency.
Illegal in that nobody begged a government permission to cook it for you.
Right.
There's no permits.
In a lot of cases, this bacon might have come from local farms, and so therefore it has never seen a government inspector.
Excellent.
And, you know, those kind of things, too. So I guess people are intending to prove that the free market works.
Freedom just tastes better. Find out for yourself over at porkfest.com, porcfest.com. Get registered, get your campsite locked in, and come on up, because it's an absolute blast. porcfest.com. Bill's in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hey, I would have called you a few months ago, but I had a hard time hearing your phone number. So I finally got on the website and I got it. But
there you go. That's a good way to handle that.
Yeah. I want to go back. I was going to talk about cops, but can I just go back and talk about the rape situation? I don't know a lot about legal things, but I got more questions than I do answers. I don't know. Maybe I got the wrong idea, but if you've got, let's just make it all hypothetical now. You've got a group of guys, five or six of them in a room, and you've got one gal that's being raped by one of the men. Whether they're holding her down or just watching, aren't they all guilty of rape?
That's what I've always heard.
Sure seems like it.
They're guilty of something.
They get time.
Well, I somehow I had the idea maybe you were thinking that they had to be holding her down to be guilty.
Well, I don't... If you're there watching and you're under threat or something like that, like if somebody's forced you to be there, I think there could be some circumstances in which, you know, if you're not actively participating, I think the fact that you don't run to her rescue doesn't necessarily make you a rapist. But I think if you are actively participating, that's a problem.
At least if you run out of the room and call 911 or something like that.
For me, from a moral standpoint, for me, it's all about attitude. What's going on in the person's mind, their motivation. If the person is standing there enjoying the show, as far as I'm concerned, they're a rapist. If a person is standing there horrified and in fear for their own life.
Right. What if they're afraid of what these guys might do to him if
not.
He runs out of the room?
And being prevented from leaving the room, possibly.
Right. I got it. We're on the same page, exactly. Can I say one more thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of months ago, you guys were talking about cars, and you had one of the female gals in there, Michelle, or I don't remember the other gal's name, but you were talking about kind of car that would stop itself, or the engine would stop while you're at an intersection, like at a red light, instead of idling to save gas.
Yeah, this as I understand it, they're coming out with cars that will do this normally, but hybrids do it too. So,
Well, it'd be a hybrid. It'd be a different situation because they probably have a better battery. But I was going to say I would never buy a car like that if I could avoid it, because if it's going to restart itself, you know, as you're wanting to go, I mean, wouldn't that wear down your battery?
I would hope that the engineers that designed the car would take this into mind. I think that you buy a new battery about every 2 years anyway, right?
Oh, no. I tell you, I bought 1988 Oldsmobile back in 1988, and you won't believe I got 13 years out of that battery.
I don't even want to believe what you're saying. 13 years?
He said you wouldn't believe it.
It's called a Delco Freedom Battery. General Motors made them, and I'll tell you, they were good. I also...
Apparently.
I got 8 years out of a Ford Motocraft battery, so I don't have bad experiences. The worst I've ever done is about 4.5 years, but... I guess it spoiled me. You know, I'm used to a decade, I guess.
Yes, you are.
Bill, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
In Indy.
Bill in Indy.
It's cold there.
1-855-450-3733. Now then, let's see. Daryl, you brought something in to talk about here tonight with the Supreme Court and an approval rating that I found shocking. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never heard of a Supreme Court approval rating in the first place. Normally it's Congress or the president that's getting approval ratings. But what's the news?
Well, according to, and this is from the Christian Science Monitor, public approval for the Supreme Court has reached a new low in the 25 years since Pew Research began polling the High Court's favorability. Only 52% of the American public has a favorable opinion of the court, down from 64% just 3 years ago.
Wow.
And a high of 80% in 1994. The Supreme Court is still more popular than Congress by far.
Yeah, and the president combined.
And President Obama by a slimmer margin. But its popularity is no longer in the stratosphere. And that may open the door to the attacks by the president as he runs for re-election. Goes on and says, two major cases before the Supreme Court address important issues from Obama's record, his reform of the health care system, and his opposition to Arizona's law crackdown on illegal immigration, in Arizona was SB 1070. Says, if the court rules against his positions on either or both cases, which is a real possibility, Obama will face a decision on how, if at all, to address the court's actions on the campaign trail.
Well, I have to say that
Sotomayor gave his attorney some trouble. I mean, and he appointed her, so it should be very interesting how he has to thread the needle on this one.
I'm surprised by this. I didn't know what to expect when I heard that you had this information, and then I think it's really high. I mean, I'm just amazed at this. But I think the reason why, I'm just going to speculate, is because you don't really hear that much about the Supreme Court. I mean, there's all kinds of news coverage about the man calling himself president, whether it's Bush or Obama or whoever that is. They get all kinds of coverage. Congress gets lots of coverage as well for what they're doing to people. But the Supreme Court doesn't have the same level of press, excoriation of what they're doing.
They've got a couple of advantages that over the rest of the critters that run around in Washington, D.C. They're judges, and judges are fair. That's kind of like what we're taught. But then again, we're taught that politicians are good, but politicians almost synonymous with liar at this point.
Right.
Secondarily, they get to kind of pick and choose what they're going to rule on, and they also get to stick their finger in the air and decide what does the American public think on this given issue. So they get to decide much later on an issue.
More coming back here in moments. 855-453. Time for your thoughts. Why are the Supreme Court justices so well revered? I mean, still 52%, still the majority of the public.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from five levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy seven flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find there are a number of features that await you. Once again, freetalklive.com allows you to control the content of the site. And if you enjoy the program, you enjoy the website, you might want to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right through our secure website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Your $3 a month makes a big difference to us, because we can take that $3 and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So please, if you get a chance, drop by amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks too as an amplifier. You get the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. I'm talking about the Supreme Court and the fact that 52%, according to a Pew Research poll that Daryl was citing earlier, 52%. Now, that's down apparently from, what was it, 80%? And then
80% in 1994, 64% just 3 years ago.
And then this was 2011, this poll, where they decided, was it 2011?
This poll was taken last month. I believe it was between April 4th and 15th. So, the dates of the poll are actually down in the article a little bit.
So fresh numbers showing that 52% of Americans are in favor of these current Supreme
approve of the
Supreme Court. And it's way higher than Congress. What are they at, 7%, 9%, something like that?
They're hovering around the 9 to 10%.
And what about the Office of the President? Where's that one at?
Mid-40s,
yeah,
I believe.
So not doing so well, those other agencies or those other branches of government. But for some reason, the men in robes, they still have their mystique. They still have their aura.
Well, you know, to some extent, this is the last, they're the last salvation of the government. If anything's going wrong, at the very least, the Supreme Court can fix it. So I can see why people might hold them up in, you know, a little higher in their minds than they do the rest of the carnivorous critters in Washington, D.C.
I can see where you're coming from. Plus, most people don't have personal interactions with them. So, for instance, if I went down to you know, the courthouse and started talking to people who'd actually interacted with Judge Burke here at the district court in Keene,
he would probably have a very low approval rating.
Yeah, I imagine he's not going to do as well as the Supreme Court as far as the people that have interacted with him. Of course, if you just talk to the general public, you'll get the kind of people that believe that judges can do no wrong and that, you know, they're out there doing the right thing and putting the vicious criminals in jail, when, of course, the reality of the situation is he's putting people in jail who've never harmed another person. In fact, it was pretty funny today, actually, where Derek Jay, who used to be here on Tuesday nights, unfortunately won't be able to join us on Tuesday nights for the foreseeable future. And thanks for coming in, by the way, Daryl, to kind of fill his shoes. He went to do the plea deal today, and I know that was not an easy process for him because he doesn't believe in taking a plea deal, but he also didn't intend to get into as deep of a trouble as he got in. And as they tend to do, they stacked up the charges and intimidated him into taking the plea deal to make them go away. So he's going to be going away to a jail cell for 50 days. Probably that's going to be a 90-day, it's 360-day sentence with 90 days to serve, just like I got last year. And he's already spent 10 of them in jail. So if he's a good boy inside, he'll get 60. He'll serve 60 of the 90, meaning he'll be in for 50. Hopefully, 50 days. But during this hearing, which was pretty extensive, because they were dealing with like 11 different charges. And, you know, they've got to go through paperwork for each one. But during this hearing, Judge Burke, who is the local district court judge that many of the activists in town have had experience with, he actually he cracked at one point and showed his human side. And it was great because he was asking Derek, they were talking about a date on which he would turn himself in. So he's not taken away from court today. He still has a few days to kind of get his affairs in order. And then he has an appointment with the jail by which he must turn himself in on a certain day by a certain time. And so that's what they were discussing was, well, what day and time? They decided on the day. All right, well, what time can you be there by? What's the latest, you know, time? And so there's a little bit of back and forth. And then Derek suggested 4:20.
This is so funny.
And not only did he get a laugh from the audience, but Judge Burke also laughed at it. And I think it's interesting because, you know, it certainly shows this. There's a human being in that robe. Somewhere in there is, you know, somewhere in the court is a human being named sure Edward Burke. And Edward Burke has a sense of humor. And it's ironic because, well, one of the charges that Derek was being sentenced for was possession of marijuana. So here you have a situation, this solemn, you know, where he's a judge and he's got a robe and there's men who will follow his orders all around. And it's this very serious kind of situation. They don't want to be laughed at. They don't want to be made fun of. They want to be taken very seriously because if they lose their aura of legitimacy, as the Supreme Court apparently is doing finally over time, slowly, but if they lose their aura of legitimacy, then it's all over for them, because if people don't see them as legitimate, then they won't consider their rulings important, they won't consider what they're doing important, and they probably will start ignoring them or being more likely to stop paying taxes on into the future and disrespect them and their rules in general. So they've got to keep this aura of decorum, this legitimacy going on. And so cracking up at a joke about 420 is not going to, you know, it's not going to make them rise above the rest of us. That's going to bring them down to the level of a common man, which is, of course, what they actually are.
Well, I don't know if you're reading too much into it. It sounds like it was a joke, and he laughed.
He did, but at the same time, he's sentencing Derek for the so-called crime of marijuana possession. So it's a very serious matter in that you need to go to jail for this, son, but at the same time, it's also a laughing matter because, haha, pot's funny. And, you know, 420, that's funny. It was funny, no doubt about it.
Maybe it was a thing of, if I laugh, they'll think that I'm laughing with them instead of they're laughing at me.
I suppose Burke could have been laughing at Derek, but, I mean, he laughed just like anybody else did. And
well, he's amused.
Right, it was funny. The way Derek delivered it was perfect. And so I just thought it was interesting because it kind of showed the human side of somebody who is not supposed to show that human side when they're doing that job. And the irony at the same time of, oh, well, it's funny, is it? So pot's funny, but yet we're supposed to take this seriously, right?
I don't know that one can, there's irony in this. He's being sentenced for marijuana. He wants to come in at 420. There's irony. if there was, you know,
but Burke knows what he's doing. He has to know what he's doing is wrong. If he thinks that a joke about 420 is funny, because I've seen him laugh at a similar joke in the past, this isn't the first time that's happened. So if he thinks that that's funny, that means that he takes the issue fairly lightly on a personal level, I would think. But yet there he is doing his job of putting people in a jail cell because of marijuana use.
Do you expect him to break his sacred oath?
He'll get fired, probably, and that's likely why these judges don't do these things. But yeah, I do expect people to do the right thing. I expect them to have a conscience, and I expect them to act on it. And when you see somebody do this, laugh at a joke about 420, it shows they do. There is a conscience in there somewhere. There's a human being who maybe really wants to do the right thing, but is just another scaredy cat, just like the rest of us are.
I don't know. I think it could be similar to when you asked the government agent if he ever looked up the definition of freedom, and he said, no, because I feel that I'm free.
It could be.
I also, in this instance, I don't see the Yeah, they do take it lightly. Sure, they take it lightly. They know it's not the worst of the crimes out there by any stretch of the imagination.
But they still do.
But they also know that they work for a system where this is what. I mean, look, as long as we all agree by the system, and that's what Derek did today, is agree with the system, to their mind. And as long as we all agree with the system, we can yuck it up on the way. We might as well have fun.
Go to jail.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, by the way, from what I've heard, rumor around town, you know, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, pretty small place. Rumor around town, Judge Burke's son, pothead. That makes it even funnier.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
How do you think he would treat his own son if he were in that court?
I have a...
He'd probably have to recuse himself, first off.
But, I have a high school friend whose stepfather is a judge, and I know that that judge has presided over that person's...
over his own son?
And I'm not going to go too deep into this, but I'm going to say that the sentences have been handed down.
The sentences have been handed down?
Sentences have been handed down on multiple occasions by the judge to
meaning he taught his son a lesson, child. That kind of thing, or what?
Sentences have been handed down. I don't know what... I can't say. I wasn't in the courtroom.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
But handed down real sentences.
I know in Alabama there's a drug court judge whose relatives have been convicted of possessing various substances. And surprisingly, none of them get jail time at all. Community service, probation, everybody else, jail time.
We're out of time for tonight, but we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Daryl on his site, freepatriot-press.com. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice.com.